And I ask you, does anything say fall more than a crisp apple right off the tree? Maybe apple cider or an apple pie. But here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst wants us to go beyond our comfort zones when it comes to apples. That's what you do. Kathy, you help us try something new, and you're going to do that now with apples?
Pushing the apple envelope?
Yes.
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Why not? There are so many varieties of apples to explore. I mean, this is mind-blowing. There's more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the U.S. Many of them, though, are what you would call heirloom varieties, which refers to apples that are old and haven't been mass-produced. There might be 10 trees in an orchard in northern Maine, and they appear nowhere else in the world.
Huh.
And the names of these heirloom apples that you probably won't see, but if you have a friend, you might, they're like poetry. Garden Royal, Ambrosia, Wealthy, Scott's Winter. They're just these lovely, lovely names. Most apples have beautiful names and beautiful flavors.
Well, then the thing about apples is that you can keep going. If you have an orchard that you're lucky enough to go to pick, you can keep going back as the different apples come in. Like
McCune,
I love they come in earlier. And
well, there's a season for apples that goes really from the end of August straight through to November on the East Coast and even longer Northwest. The idea is to always look for apples that are super fresh. So I know I get so tedious talking about farmers markets, but pick your own is the way to go with apples this time of year. Find a farm, take some kids, and just pick apples until you can't even believe it. And then you can come home and create all kinds of things, which I have done.
Which you have done. Okay, we've got salads, we've got baked goods. Let's start with the salad.
Let's start with the salad.
Apples and cheese and stuff.
It's just apples go so well with so many flavors. So this is a fresh spinach salad. Mm. These are tender garden leaves, raw chopped apple, some dried figs, and some walnuts that I caramelized in maple syrup. Maple syrup is very friendly with apples. They are a terrific combination.
They have that tree thing in common.
Yeah, that's right. And they also, I wanted to work the apples in on another element, so I made a grainy mustard salad dressing filled with apple cider. So you're getting the apple in two different flavors and textures there.
Boy, fig with apple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And what have we over here?
Most people tend to think of apples with dessert, but I tend to think savory. And I was thinking about other fall flavors, and I had a butternut squash from the garden. So I thought, what have I made? A crostata, which is a rustic tart, an open face, very simple. You roll out some pastry into a circle, you fill it, and then you flap it over. No fussy pie work. So I layered thin slices of butternut squash and apple, and then I sprinkled caramelized onions on top and really, really good blue cheese. Mm. I find it a really pleasing combination of colors, textures, but the flavor of the squash with the sweet, juicy apple. Mm-hmm. Nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I do say so.
If you say so.
If
by the
I
way,
do.
To the salad, you can sprinkle some blue cheese on that, too. That
would you absolutely could. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be redundant on your plate here, but I love the blue cheese in the crostata. You know, also for other ideas, there are kale salads with apples and almonds. Apples pair very well with pork roast, but dessert is the number one apple. That's where most people think there's apple pies, apple upside down cake. This is a cake that I am obsessed with because of how easy it is. It is an apple cake with a little bit of sauteed apples in it. It comes from my friend Anne-Marie Ahern's book, Full Moon Suppers. She has a recipe for a peach cake in there. So I made it all summer with fresh peaches. And now it's apple season. And I thought, well, why couldn't I adapt this recipe to apples? And it is so simple. The batter gets made in 10 minutes. You saute the apples, throw them on top, bake it for an hour. And it's a wonderful cake with tea or coffee because it's not uber sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to really like sweets that are not too sweet.
This is lovely. You could have this breakfast?
Exactly. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Lunch, dinner.
And you know what? I would eat it all day. It is such an incredibly pleasing, easy cake to make.
Okay, so the apple cake. But let's say you've brought in all these beautiful apples that you've obviously recently picked. What's the best way to keep them?
Well, it's interesting. It's one of the very few fruit that do best refrigerated. Don't cover them. They can sit in an open bowl or plate. If there is a bruised or rotten apple in the bunch, you need to remove it because it can cause all the other apples to go down
really?
With it. Yeah, yeah. There's a scientific explanation for it, which I will botch, so I'm not going to even try. And also, I have to mention that a whole saying of an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I'm like, what's up with that? Like, is that real? Well, apples are incredibly rich in antioxidants and fiber. So sure, an apple a day this time of year, you will not go wrong. And also, I would say, try a new variety as much as possible because there is so much nuance. It's almost the way people talk about wine. Some are sweet, some taste like berries, some have undertones of earth. I won't get too pretentious, but it is true. You could do an apple tasting and taste a different flavor in every apple you experience.
Okay, so we'll link you at herenow.org to a guide that Kathy has to different kinds of apples. We'll also have all of her recipes at herenow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.